Good morning, Hilltoppers. This is Mike. I'm here with Lexi and Lakin, and we're here to talk to you a little bit about the COVID virus and the vaccines that have recently come out. So we were all part of the roller coaster that was 2020 and the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. From mask mandates, canceled sports seasons, and closed borders, the world has been in a unique transition throughout the last 12 months. The attempts to flatten the curve and reopen states in phases hasn't achieved the results that were desired. From its mysterious inception in January to its explosive spread in the United States in March of 2020, the U.S. citizens have suffered from secondary effects not related to the virus itself. Mental illness, job loss, and dealing with homeschooling kids while working from home has put excess stress on the people trying to do their part to stop the spread. However, in the final month of one of the craziest years in history, a light at the end of the tunnel begins to appear. The FDA authorizes two vaccines for emergency use, Pfizer and Moderna, with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine receiving its authorization in February of this year. The rollout of vaccinating the public has not gone as planned, and certain populations are showing a drop off in receiving the vaccine. According to the CDC, ages 18 to 29 make up just 13% of the total amount of vaccine series that have been completed in the United States. One of the suspected reasons for low vaccination compliance is a large variety of myths surrounding the issue. Lexi, Lakin, and I are going to discuss some popular myths and facts from trustworthy sources.
One popular myth that I've heard is that getting the COVID vaccine gives you COVID.
The vaccine for COVID-19 cannot and will not give you COVID. The two authorized mRNA vaccines instruct your cells to reproduce a protein that is part of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, which helps your body recognize and fight the virus if it comes along. The COVID-19 vaccine does not contain the SARS-CoV-2 virus, so you cannot get COVID-19 from the vaccine. The protein that helps your immune system recognize and fight the virus does not cause infection of any sort. Also circulating on social media is the claim that COVID-19's mortality rate is 1 to 2% and that people should not be vaccinated against a virus with a high survival rate. However, a 1% mortality rate is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. In addition, the mortality rate can vary widely and is influenced by age, sex, and underlying health conditions.
Well, I've already had COVID, so I don't need to get vaccinated.
People who have gotten sick with COVID may still benefit from getting vaccinated. Due to the severe health risks associated with COVID and the fact that reinfection with COVID is possible, people may be advised to get COVID vaccine even if they have been sick with COVID before. There is not enough information currently available to say if or for how long people are protected from getting COVID after they have had it.
Well, what about you guys? Aren't you worried about the vaccine affecting fertility?
Actually, that's an interesting question. A sophisticated disinformation campaign has been circulating online claiming that antibodies to the spike protein of COVID-19 produced from these vaccines will bind to placental proteins and prevent pregnancy. This disinformation is thought to originate from internet postings by a former scientist known to hold anti-vaccine views. COVID-19 infection has not been linked to infertility. Also, no other viral infections or vaccination-inducing immunity by similar mechanisms has been shown to cause infertility. Antibodies to the spike protein have not been linked to infertility after COVID-19 infection. There is no scientific reason to believe this will change after vaccination for COVID-19.
Okay, but I mean, I've heard that it can make you magnetic.
That's an interesting point, Mike. Receiving a COVID-19 vaccine will not make you magnetic, including at the site of vaccination, which is usually your arm. COVID-19 vaccines do not contain ingredients that can produce an electromagnetic field at the site of your injection. All COVID-19 vaccines are free from metals such as iron, nickel, cobalt, lithium, and rare earth alloys, as well as any manufactured products such as microelectronics, electrodes, carbon nanotubes, and nanowire semiconductors. In addition, the typical dose for a COVID-19 vaccine is less than a milliliter, which is not enough to allow magnets to be attracted to your vaccination site, even if the vaccine was filled with a magnetic metal.
Well, aren't the side effects of COVID-19 vaccines still dangerous?
The Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have some side effects, but the vast majority are very short-term and not serious or dangerous. The vaccine developers report that some people experience pain where they were injected, body aches, headaches, or fever, lasting for a day or two. These are signs that the vaccine is working to stimulate your immune system. If symptoms persist beyond 2 days, you should call your doctor. And if you have allergies, especially severe ones that require you to carry an EpiPen, discuss the COVID-19 vaccine with your doctor before you get it, and they can assess the risks and provide more information about if and how you can get your vaccination safely.
But doesn't the COVID-19 vaccine enter your cells and alter your DNA?
The COVID vaccines are designed to help your body's immune system fight the coronavirus. The messenger RNA from two of the first types of COVID vaccines does not enter cells, but not the nucleus of the cells where DNA resides. The mRNA does its job to cause the cells to make protein to stimulate the immune system, and then it quickly breaks down without affecting your DNA.
Well, it might not change your DNA, but I still think it was developed with, or it might contain, a controversial substance.
The first two COVID vaccines to be authorized by the FDA contain mRNA and other normal vaccine ingredients, such as fats, salts, as well as a small amount of sugar. These COVID vaccines were not developed using fetal tissue, and they do not contain any material such as implants, microchips, or tracking devices.
So is it true that after I get vaccinated for COVID, I won't need to wear a mask anymore?
Well, not entirely. It may take time for everyone who wants a vaccine to get it. Also, while the vaccine may prevent you from getting sick, it is unknown at this time if you can still carry and transmit the virus to others that aren't vaccinated. Until more is understood about how well the vaccine works, continuing with precautions like wearing masks, physical distancing, and washing your hands will be important.
However, all that may be true, but the vaccine was still rapidly developed and tested.
Many pharmaceutical companies invested significant resources into quickly developing a vaccine for COVID-19 because of the worldwide impact of the pandemic. The emergency situation warranted an emergency response, but that does not mean that companies bypassed safety protocols or didn't perform adequate testing.
Well, isn't the Johnson & Johnson vaccine causing blood clots?
In early April, the U.S. government recommended pausing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after 6 women who received it developed rare blood clots and 1 woman died. Since then, the FDA ended its recommendation to pause on the vaccine and will add a warning label about an uncommon but potentially serious blood clotting disorder. This decision followed a vote by a panel of advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to end the pause. 6 cases is a small number, considering that over 6.8 million Johnson & Johnson shots had been administered as of April 12, 2021.
Okay, so what actually are the side effects?
The side effects for Moderna and Pfizer include pain, redness, and swelling where the shot was given, fever, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, nausea and vomiting, feeling unwell, and swollen lymph nodes. Some serious side effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine include shortness of breath, persistent stomach pain, severe or persistent headaches or blurred vision, chest pain, leg swelling, or easy bruising at the injection site.
Overall, there have been a variety of theories circulating about the effects of COVID vaccines, the efficacy of vaccines, and the severity of the COVID-19 virus. But we encourage people to research all claims and follow recommendations supported by scientific evidence. Reliable websites may include the CDC and FDA websites.
So after listening today, if you are interested in receiving the vaccine, you can go to your local pharmacy or visit vaccine.gov to find the site nearest you. Thanks for listening and stay safe.